The Arab Spring was a tipping point for democracy. The failure to bring democracy and self-rule to any country in the Middle East was an epic failure of United States foreign policy. When democratic nations who say they support democracy actually suppress liberation movements around the world, democracy has no chance. President Trump rose to power along with other authoritarian leaders like Rodrigo Duterte of the Philippines and Jair Bolsonaro of Brazil, Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey, and Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel are also a part of this trend. Putin and his right-wing allies in the media infiltrate domestic and international organizations, disseminate propaganda, and interfere in elections around the world and in the United States. Russia and the right-wing media stoke xenophobia and nationalism in Europe and America. In the United States, candidate and now President Donald Trump continually disseminates disinformation and racist propaganda. While racism and state violence are ever present, we don't have large numbers of white supremacists marching in the streets without President Trump stoking bigotry and violence. The United States was a racist country before Donald Trump. It will be a racist nation after Donald Trump. The difference is we won't have the President of the United States disseminating fascist and racist propaganda to his indoctrinated base. Authoritarian leaders around the world, led by Vladimir Putin, seek to put an end to democracy and human and civil rights around the world. Shocked by the vibrancy of social movements that led to the overthrow of dictators like Hosni Mubarak of Egypt and Muammar Gaddafi of Libya, they ultimately settled on the approach taken by Bashar al-Assad of Syria. Violently quell the protest, slaughter your own people, and destroy your own nation if you have to. Since the Arab Spring, authoritarian leaders like Vladimir Putin have become more proactive in their struggle against democracy. Russia, China, and Iran are interfering in our election by disseminating propaganda to both the left and the right. At the same time, right-wing media and politicians like Donald Trump continually spread divisive disinformation that inflames and promotes ignorance, hatred, and violence. The president is stoking racism, disseminating divisive propaganda, sending militarized police into cities run by Democrats, and threatening to ignore the results of the election. Republicans are engaging in voter suppression. Foreign and domestic propaganda is tearing the nation apart while President Trump campaigns against voting by mail. Will we have militarized federal officers in the streets on Election Day? Will there be an October surprise designed to turn the election to Trump at the last minute? Will Trump respect the results should he lose? Biden will have to win by a wide margin if he expects to take office in January. The longer the results are delayed, the more opportunities Trump will have to steal the election. Make no mistake, Trump wants to be a dictator and will attempt to undermine the election if he thinks he can get away with it. President Trump and the Republicans are already attempting to sabotage the election by undermining the United States Postal Service. They also appear ready to disseminate Russian disinformation against Joe Biden. By spreading disinformation about voting by mail, President Trump is telling us what his justification will be for canceling or overturning the election. After overthrowing our election, Trump will move on to further dismantle our system of checks and balances. He will immediately bring charges against his enemies and will run a corrupt and criminal regime that imprisons its political opponents and operates above the law. He will grant himself absolute power and install himself as a dictator. Once he overturns this election, overturning the next election will be easy. He will take control of all our government agencies. The military will back him because he won the election. Democracy in America is at a tipping point. Our grand experiment may be coming to an end. Whatever semblance of democracy we now have will be lost should Trump win. Our system of checks and balances is failing. Republicans refuse to hold Trump accountable. Trump has already defied the Supreme Court outright on DACA and will do so again when he refuses to provide his tax returns to a New York grand jury. If we think the Republicans are cowering before Donald Trump now, just imagine how they will respond after Trump sabotages and steals the election. Think about how they will respond to dictator Donald Trump, because that's what's coming should we lose in November. If Biden doesn't win by a landslide, Trump will engage in all sorts of shenanigans to overturn the election. Democracy is at stake in this election. If we lose democracy, we lose everything. No Medicare for all, no defunding the police, no progressive policies whatsoever. White supremacy will be ascended. State violence directed against black and brown people and against protesters will increase. Silence is violence in this situation. Putin has his fingers in movements on both the right and the left. Maria Butina was not the only Russian asset who has infiltrated political movements in the United States. Putin shared his table with both General Michael Flynn and Green Party candidate Jill Stein. Viewing our current political situation from a global perspective helps us to understand that this is not just happening here in America. Stoking bigotry and nationalism is part of the authoritarian playbook. It's not unique to the United States. Things have changed. They have gotten worse. Global and domestic events have led to the collapse of democracy and the rise of authoritarianism in the United States and around the world. Our democratic institutions are under attack, and we must stand up and fight back. It's not just a platitude, it's a necessity. If we value our freedom and care about progressive ideals and policies, we will do everything we can to protect the election. The most important thing we can do is to remain united despite our differences. Divisive propaganda and misinformation are coming from both the right and the left, and it's designed to drive us apart.